This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Well, hello and happy Monday. Welcome to this week's episode of Mindset Monday. I've got what I think is a very interesting topic that I want to talk about today. It's something that I've been researching and trying to read more about and actually, you know, experiment with a little bit more myself, and that is visualization. Visualization, admittedly, may be kind of a buzzword these days, but, you know, it just is one of those things that kept popping up, you know, as I read about other successful people and, you know, hear other successful people talk. It's just one of those kind of reoccurring themes that I keep hearing more and more about and, you know, think, all right, I got to really understand, number one, what is visualization? How can you actually implement a visualization practice? And then, you know, what do you expect to actually gain from that? So as I've started to, you know, dig into this a little bit more, and it's not a completely new concept to me. I mean, I've been kind of practicing visualization in some form or fashion for a while now, but there's a lot more to it, I think, than I initially realized. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about today, is kind of share what I've learned about it, how I'm trying to, you know, implement it, and, you know, what I'm kind of expecting the impact to be. So, but really, if you think about it, or if you read about it and start to understand it, you know, visualization techniques have been used by successful people to visualize their desired outcomes for ages. And, you know, I think a lot of times elite athletes or, you know, movie stars or very successful entrepreneurs or business people, they, you know, people just kind of look at them and think, well, they're wired differently, right? They almost have, you know, superhuman powers to be able to achieve all of the things that they're achieving. Well, amongst other things, one of the common traits that any successful high performer has is that they practice some sort of visualization. Whether they call it that or not, they actively go through the process of seeing themselves accomplish the goals that they are trying to accomplish. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that's something that every single one of us, every human being has the ability to do that and to tap into the power of visualization. And so that's really what I want to talk about today, because I think it's something that's much more accessible to people than they realize. And like anything, though, it takes practice, and it also takes a commitment to practice it on a regular basis. So, but again, you'll find, you know, any elite athlete has some form of visualization that they practice. You know, the very wealthy, any peak performer in any field has found some way or another to tap into their subconscious to visualize themselves achieving whatever it is they're working towards. And that plays a big role in the success that they have. So to kind of simply put it, visualization is the daily practice of visualizing your dreams as already complete. And if you practice this on a regular basis, it can rapidly accelerate the achievement of any dreams, any goals, any ambitions that you may have in your life. So I wanted to kind of, you know, sum it up here quickly, like four key things that visualization technique is going to help you benefit from, because it almost sounds kind of voodoo or like a, you know, a magic trick of some sort, like, oh, I just, you know, I visualize something happening and then it happens. Well, that's not the case at all. There's a lot of science behind you know, how visualization can help you achieve your goals. And then, like anything in life, you still have to put in the work. You still have to take action. It's not going to just magically fall into your lap. So, you know, I think this is an important point to really understand, is that this is how visualization can help you accomplish your goals. It's not a shortcut. It's not any sort of a magic trick. It has a very clear, in my opinion, a very clear reason that it works, right? So first benefit of visualization techniques, it activates your creative subconscious, which will then start generating creative ideas to help you achieve your goals. Number two, it programs your brain to more readily perceive and recognize the resources that you'll need to achieve your dreams. Number three, it activates the law of attraction. We could do a whole separate podcast on the law of attraction. But it activates the law of attraction, thereby drawing into your life the people, the resources, and the circumstances that you'll need to achieve your goals. And then number four, it builds your internal motivation to take the necessary actions to achieve your dreams, right? Key part there, to take the necessary actions to achieve your dreams, right? So visualization is not necessarily making things happen on its own. What it's really doing is it's helping you get very focused and get very clear on whatever it is that you are trying to achieve. And then it's by tapping into your subconscious, it's helping you become more aware on a daily basis of opportunities as they present themselves that maybe you wouldn't have been aware of, or you wouldn't have recognized, you know, had you not been visualizing about, you know, the achieving this certain goal or this certain dream. So, I mean, visualization is really quite simple. And here's a great way to kind of simply get started with it. If you're looking for like an easy way to get started, you just sit in a comfortable position, close your eyes, and imagine in as vivid detail as you can what you would be looking at if the dream you have were already realized. So almost imagine being inside of yourself, looking out through your eyes at the ideal result. Because really, at the end of the day, visualization is a sort of mental programming. You project mental images on the screen of your mind, and in time, the subconscious mind accepts the mental images, and you start thinking and acting in accordance with these images. It's almost like a rehearsal that you do in your mind, which eventually changes your outlook, your actions, and your habits. Which makes sense, right? Because when something occupies your mind, be it something positive or something negative, you talk about it, you expect it, you see it happening. And that's kind of what visualization is doing. And that's an important step towards realizing any goal. And another thing to keep in mind is there are many opportunities for everything, but if we're not interested in them, we rarely see them. When we have a strong desire to accomplish a certain goal and we visualize it often, we attract people that can help us. We get the energy and the motivation to follow our desires. Visualization opens our minds to see opportunities, to acknowledge those opportunities, and then to take advantage of those opportunities. But I mean, a great example of this that probably most people have experienced at some point, I know I have, is, you know, you drive around all the time, right? You see thousands and thousands of cars out on the road. You don't really pay attention to what kind of cars you're passing. At least normally you probably don't. But if you're in the market for a new car and there's a particular type of car that you've kind of set your sights on, well, guess what? You start seeing that car everywhere you go on the road. And it's like, it just starts popping up out of nowhere. Well, you know, that car's always been out on the road. You've probably seen it hundreds of times, but now that it's something you're specifically thinking about, it's on your mind, you know, it's penetrated your subconscious in some way, then you start noticing it. It's everywhere, right? So that's kind of what we're talking about here. And, you know, like with anything, there's different ways that you can go about practicing visualization. And I think this is another one of those things that, you know, you got to really kind of find something that works for you. So probably experimenting in different visualization techniques is going to be an important part of finding a good visualization practice that's something that you can use on a regular basis. And that's kind of what I'm going through right now, is trying different ways of, you know, visualizing to see what really works for me. One option is what's referred to as mental rehearsal. And this is common with athletes. You know, an athlete will visualize them, you know, catching the game-winning touchdown pass, or, you know, a track runner will visualize herself crossing the finish line first. I don't know if anyone's seen the movie Free Solo. If you haven't, I highly recommend that movie. It's about a professional rock climber named Alex Honnell, and he free solos, meaning he climbs one of the largest faces in Yosemite National Park. It's called El Cap. He climbs it with no ropes, meaning like one mishap of his hand, one misstep, he falls to his death. It's pretty extreme. I mean, talk about concentration and focus and execution. But in the movie Free Solo, is they show him preparing for this climb. He is literally sitting there with his eyes closed, going through the motions of every single move that he knows he's going to have to make to successfully climb this mountain, right? And he's visualizing it in his mind over and over and over again, right? So that's an example of this mental rehearsal technique. Another option is create goal pictures. A lot of you have probably heard of vision boards. So this is really kind of what a vision board is. It's another powerful visualization technique where, you know, you kind of create a collage of pictures. It could be digital or, you know, old school, where you're cutting pictures out of magazines. Again, find something that works for you. But some people take it even a step further, and they will, you know, somehow or another incorporate themselves into these pictures so that they're visualizing these goals that they have, but as though they've already been accomplished. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute, because that is an important part of visualization. Kind of going hand in hand with the vision board technique, there's a strategy to also incorporate an affirmation for each goal. So some people recommend that you find or create a picture of every aspect of your dream life. Create a picture or visual representation for every goal you have. You know, it could be financial, career, recreational, new skills you want to develop, new abilities, things you want to purchase, and so on. But create a visual picture or visual representation of each of these things, and then set a short affirmation goal that you're, you know, reciting as you look at these pictures. Other people will use index cards where they have a list of, you know, however many goals it may be. It could be, you know, 5 or 6 goals. It could be as many as 30 to 40 goals that you're currently working on. Write each goal out on, you know, like a 3 to 5 inch index card, and keep those cards close by. You know, and each morning, each night, go through the stack of index cards. I've actually been doing this for a while. I don't use index cards, but I have a journal, and quarterly I'll write down my goals for the quarter, and then I try to read through them, you know, at least every morning. And when I'm really on my game, I'll read through it in the mornings and also at night. And a lot of people that have had success with visualization would also tell you that it is impactful to not only write your goals down, but to read them out loud on a regular basis. So that's another technique that can be used as well. So, you know, there's all types of different ways. I mean, I found a pretty interesting app called Envision, and they have some like guided visualization techniques, which, so I've been, you know, trying that a little bit, and it's pretty interesting. So again, all different types of way you can do it. I don't know that there's necessarily a right or a wrong. I think it's about finding, you know, a good fit for you, and then being intentional about it and being consistent with it once you do find something that works well for you. But, you know, when it comes to visualization and what to expect, again, can't reiterate enough, don't expect things to just start materializing out of thin air, for things to fall into your lap. What you should expect is that the pathway to accomplishing your goals becomes much more clear. and things start to align, but it's still up to you to put in the work and to take the action, right? But you should expect results, right? You know, through writing down your goals or through sitting down and doing mental rehearsal and reading through your goals and creating a vision board or any of these things that we just talked about, you know, you should expect to see results, you know, amazing results in many cases. Visualizations, affirmations, they allow you to change your beliefs, your assumptions, your opinions, and they allow you to really harness, you know, your brain and get them all working in a singular and purposeful direction, right? I think there's something like 18 billion brain cells in your brain, right? Visualization can help align all of that working towards the same goal, or at least working in the same direction. You know, your subconscious will become more engaged in a process that, you know, can really be transformative. The process, you know, is nothing like visibly taking place, but it happens over time. The more you do this, the more you practice visualization, you surround yourself with positive people, you read uplifting books, you know, you listen to positive audio. It's all about the input, right? And we talked about this a couple episodes ago where we talked about the importance of your tribe. But you know, if you're doing all of these things over time, it's going to really transform your mind. And I think that's a big part of, you know, why visualization can have such an impact on your success. It's just another tool in your toolbox when, you know, it comes to strengthening your mindset and helping to put yourself in a position to where you can really accomplish your goals. But I alluded to this earlier. I mentioned this earlier and I wanted to make sure I circle back to it. One of the most important steps with visualization is you must visualize that your goals are already complete. Seeing the goal is already complete in your mind's eye is a core technique used by the world's most successful people. Visualization is effective because it harnesses the power of your subconscious mind. When we visualize our goals as complete, it actually creates a conflict in our subconscious mind between what we're visualizing and what we currently have or our current situation. So our minds are actually hardwired to resolve these types of conflicts by working to create a current reality that matches the one that we've envisioned. Visualization activates the creative powers of the subconscious mind, motivating it to work harder at creating solutions. So you also notice new levels of motivation and find yourself doing things that you probably normally wouldn't do or that you'd almost avoid, but that will take you closer to success. So I just want to reiterate that because it's important. Visualization's not, it's not daydreaming, right? It's not sitting around thinking, oh, one day it'd be great if I could have this, or if I could accomplish this, or if my life looked like this. In order for it to really work, you have to believe that it's possible. And you know, you can almost trick your mind into doing that by visualizing that it already is possible, that you're already living there. So it's really almost like, you know, you're going to the future and experiencing whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, whatever the life is that you're trying to create for yourself. So that's a very important aspect of it. Also worth, you know, spending a minute or two talking about, though, there's a fine line with this, right? You don't want to spend too much of your time thinking about the future, thinking about the future you, thinking about the life that you're trying to create. You know, you do want to be present in your life. You want to live in the moment. You know, so although everything we just talked about, a daily practice of visualization, I feel is vital to success in creating the life that we want, you know, we don't want to spend all day thinking about our goals. You don't want to spend all day thinking about how you want your life to be. In fact, I think spending too much time visualizing can really rob you of something very essential in your life, which is just being present, living in the moment, enjoying the life that you do have. daily rituals to help us establish the right balance between thinking about the future and living in the moment is key, I think. So, you know, that's also why I do the gratitude journal that I do. It's a simple reminder every day of the blessings that I do have in my life. Just make sure that you're keeping that in mind. I mean, a lot of these visualization techniques that I talked about today can literally be done in, you know, 10 minutes or less. This is not something that you need to, you know, spend hours and hours of your day necessarily focusing on. In fact, a lot of people that practice visualization also practice some form of meditation. And so, and you guys have all heard me talk plenty about morning routines on the podcast. You know, it's a great thing to throw into your morning routine, right? If you know, like to meditate for 15 or 20 minutes, maybe add another, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of intentional visualization, you know, in on the back end of your meditation. Again, different things for different people. Figure out something that works for you, but, you know, also make sure that you are spending plenty of time living in the moment, being present, being grateful for what you do have, because that's so important to living a healthy, happy life. All right. And in closing, I just want to reiterate one last time that, you know, with any of this visualization techniques, it's important that you always remember you got to put in the work, right? There's no such thing as a free lunch. I was doing some research to put this episode together, and I came across a quote that I thought was pretty funny and would be appropriate to share. So this quote by Jim Carrey, he said, "I would visualize things coming to me. It would just make me feel better." Visualization works if you work hard. That's the thing. You can't just visualize and go eat a sandwich. So, you know, picture Jim Carrey doing that in typical Jim Carrey voice, and it's a lot funnier than when I read it here on the podcast. But, you know, visualization works if you work hard. Got to put in the work. Got to take actions necessary to achieve your goals and create the life of your dreams. Visualization will help you stay focused on those goals, and it will prime your subconscious mind to be looking for opportunities that you may not see otherwise. But it's not magic. It's not going to result in, you know, your dream life falling right into your lap. And again, like so many of the other habits of successful people, it's got to become just that, a habit. You know, it can't be the type of thing that you do, you know, once a month or once a quarter and expect to see big results from it. You know, it's got to be intentional. It's got to be a regular part of your routine. So I'm going to leave you with this anonymous quote that I also found that I think does a great job of summing up the importance of visualization. The quote says, "You can't do anything that you can't picture yourself doing. Once you make the picturing process conscious and deliberate, you begin to create the self you want to be." It's an anonymous quote, but I thought it was a great way to kind of sum this up. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. That's it for me this episode and this week. As always, thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you have a great week. Go drop in, visualize what you want, and go make it happen. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number 2, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.